Edward Masters is chairman of the U.S.-Indonesia Society and formerly ambassador to Indonesia during the Carter and early Reagan administrations. He joins me in the studio here. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Why Bali?
Well, that's a good question. Bali has always kind of been off limits to the terrorists. And I think they see two advantages to it. One is by targeting Bali and by targeting foreigners, and that was obviously their main objective, they ensured that they're going to get wide international coverage. Secondly, tourism is an important foreign exchange earner for Indonesia. And of course, Bali is the biggest earner by far. So they're going to also hit the Indonesian government in the pocketbook. My guess is they see this as a way of exerting pressure on the Megawati government. And I think what they're telling her is to get on board. They find her much too moderate, much too tolerant.
Much too secular.
Secular government. Indonesia historically has been one of the most moderate and tolerant Islamic countries in the world. And as you know, Islam is by far the largest religion. Almost 90% of the people are Muslim. It's by far the largest Muslim country. There are more Muslims in Indonesia than in the whole Arab world combined. But they're much different than the Arab Muslims. They're much more moderate. I think this group is out to change that.
The U.S. closed its embassy in Jakarta for 10 days in September, and 3 days ago it issued a worldwide alert about terrorism against American citizens, and it highlighted Indonesia as a growing threat. I'm wondering if you had some sense that there was knowledge in the community that something was poised to happen.
There have been a growing number of what our ambassador calls credible threats to security, and some of these particularly target Americans. These most recent ones came out of a Kuwaiti who had been living in Indonesia, a suspected terrorist, and he was turned over to us, a fellow named Omar al-Farouk. We took him out to Afghanistan and questioned him for a couple months, and a few weeks ago, he broke down. He admitted that he was a senior al-Qaeda operator and said that al-Qaeda had plans to bomb American embassies in Southeast Asia. So it was for that reason that we closed our mission, not only in Jakarta, but in Malaysia and several other countries as well.
There are some suggestions, none confirmed, that this event may be linked to a specific Islamic fundamentalist group called Jamaah Islamiyah. What do you make of that, and what can you tell us about them?
Well, that's possible, but whether that's the outfit that really did this or not, I don't think anyone knows. My guess is that there was foreign involvement in it. It was so big, so well-coordinated, so sophisticated, that I think there's a good chance that al-Qaeda was involved also. They could be working with or through Jamaat Islamiyah or some other Indonesian organization, but I think I see the mark of al-Qaeda on this.
What will you be looking at as far as the government's response to this action?
Well, primarily I'll be looking at what their reaction is in terms of cooperation with the United States. It's going to be very interesting to see now whether Indonesia decides to run for cover.
Run for cover, what do you mean?
To cut back on its cooperation with the United States, or whether they're going to see, as I hope they do, that we're in this together, that this isn't just a threat against the United States. This is a threat against many countries, including Indonesia, and that they will see it in their interest to actually step up their cooperation with us. It's important to bear in mind that Indonesia is in a very difficult process of recovering from 40 years of authoritarian rule under both Sukarno and Suharto. They have a young democracy. They've had one good election, but the democracy is still very fragile. There is danger, I think, that this tragedy will convince some Indonesians that, well, maybe we ought to go back to the days when the military were much more prominent and we had a much more secure environment. I hope they don't. I think it's important that their democracy succeeds, that Indonesia becomes by far the largest Muslim-majority democracy in the world. But I think that's a little bit uncertain now.
Edward Masters is chairman of the U.S.-Indonesia Society and a former ambassador. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.